here we go on this first day of October. Tuesday morning show. My name's Dablo. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. Turner Blaffis stepping in then. Do what we do every Tuesday, talking real estate with the people that know a little bit about it. Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. And good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I'm really anxious to ask you about numbers today because I'm seeing a lot of good things myself. So
yeah.
Do tell, Steve.
They're looking better.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the feds do the next time. But going in the right direction, at least. I'm seeing stuff under 6% now, and that's good news.
So if this keeps going, this makes your job, obviously, a little bit easier. Do you perceive an uptick if this keeps going the way it's going, well, buying and selling?
We sure hope so. You know, and a lot of people this time of the year, they're thinking, oh, you know, we need a little bit more space for the holidays with our family.
Right.
And, you know, at this point, we, you know, still say we can get you into that new home for the holidays. Shouldn't be a problem unless there's some hiccups, but, you know, we'd work through that. But, yeah, hopefully business picks up a little bit.
You guys are good at taking care of the hiccups. We've talked about this before, too, and I think we've covered just about every hiccup and every contingency. And it's like, okay, this is what could happen, but this is how we deal with it. This is why I don't get how you can keep up with all of this, because, like I said, it just changes seemingly by the day. So new listings, let's talk about that. How are we doing in that front?
Good. We've got a couple new listings out there and, you know, a couple houses that maybe aren't getting as many showings as we'd like, but we've taken nice price reductions, so the houses are ready to move.
I wanted to ask you about mortgages for people that don't understand mortgages, because you've done a great job of, like, educating me. Broken down, simplest, you know, explanation, what is a mortgage, Steve Dietrich?
It's just money that is given to you by the bank, and they need to take a collateral against that so that obviously you stop paying, they take the house back from you.
Simple.
So as to then sell it and pay off their own mortgage they made to you, you know,
right,
or put a lien against the property. So it's a pretty basic process. And, you know, when we close, people always, you know, look at this 10-page document, which is the mortgage document at closing, and they say, do I have to read this? I said, just keep making your payments on time, and you don't need to worry about it.
Right.
But yeah, there's little fine prints in there about this and that. But in general, you know, it's just a lien against a property in case you stop making payments.
Well, I've heard about people that remortgage. I mean, how many times can you do that? I mean, how many mortgages can you possibly have?
Well, you can remortgage as many times as a bank wants to let you, but, you know, typically a bank wants to be in first position.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, if you had your first mortgage when you bought the house and now you want to go get a home improvement loan and you take out a significant amount of money again, they may take a second mortgage on that property. So the next time around, if you happen to go to a different bank, they want both of those paid off first, because they always want to be in first position.
They're kind of picky that way, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, they don't want you selling it on a contract for deed when you have a mortgage, because there's certain clawback type things in those mortgages that says, no, don't do that.
Okay, so how about a reverse mortgage? What is that all about? I've heard people talk about that, especially with people kind of getting on in years like me. It's like,
well, yes, I suppose they have their position. You really don't see that many around here. I've only dealt with a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what happens is if you have quite a bit of equity in your home, in other words, your loan balance is very small, you take a loan out and they actually start paying you every month so much, whatever that is determined to be. Let's say it's $1,000 a month. Well, every month you have another $1,000 debt against your property, and that just keeps building.
Okay.
And we're under the assumption at this point that you will probably move out of the house before you use up all that equity. And it allows you to live more comfortably without having to go, you know, do some other types of things. And it's not a bad way to go for the right person,
yeah,
you know, and usually it's the older couples, if you will, that probably do that.
See, I'm starting to understand. You guys are good teachers, okay? Seriously, I don't think there's anything about real estate that we haven't covered. So anything on the website, anything on your Facebook page that I can go look at, because I love doing that.
There's always something on our Facebook page, whether it's new listings or price reductions, open houses, you know, or just our contact information if anybody has questions or are thinking about buying or selling. You know, we're there to help answer those questions.
And Hometown Heroes, too. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. We are proud to have a program that we started, and it's Hometown Heroes, and that would be, you know, police, firefighters, military, active, and veterans.
Mm-hmm.
If they purchase or sell a home through us, at closing they're going to receive a gift certificate as a thank you for what they do for us every single day.
Veterans kind of near and dear to your heart.
They really are.
Really are. You're very passionate about that.
I am.
It kind of comes through. Now, my big question, you know, homecoming parade on Saturday. You both going to be sitting outside on the curb collecting candy?
we're kind of thinking maybe to be in the parade. We're
okay.
Not really sure yet.
Okay. So you'd be throwing candy?
Sure.
Okay. Sounds great.
I'm going to throw out a couple other things, changing gears a little bit.
Yeah, no, go ahead and just change gears.
Because it's colder out this morning. Don't forget to unhook your hoses from those outside spigots, please.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of that go wrong. And like I haven't done yet is get those underground sprinklers lined up to be blown out pretty quick.
If you got a sump pump, you probably want to check that, too. Probably wouldn't be a bad
check
idea.
That. Always.
Good stuff. See, I love talking with you, too.
We love it, too.
It's my Tuesday tradition around here. Stephen Sherrian from Action Realty. You have a great rest of the week, okay? We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Thanks, Bill.
It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.